Title: LFO Movement for Tension Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're building tension the Pirate Radio way. Unstable, scanning, slightly dodgy, like your tune is coming through a hot transmitter from a tower block at 2 a.m. but still controlled. That's the key phrase for this whole lesson. Controlled chaos. We are doing this in Ableton Live, intermediate level, drum and bass tempo, and we're focusing on LFO-driven movement that creates energy without wrecking your low end. By the end, you'll have three tension engines you can drop into basically any DNB session. First, a master-style pirate scan tension rack for builds and transitions. Second, rolling Reese motion that breathes without turning the sub into soup. Third, a radio flutter Atmos and FX bus that makes the whole world feel alive. Quick golden rule before we touch anything. Do not modulate your kick and sub with these racks. If the low end starts wobbling and widening, your drop will feel smaller. We want the opposite. Sub is the rock. Everything above it is the storm. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Classic zone. Make groups. Drums, bass, music slash Atmos and effects. Drop two locators, one called PRE drop at bar 17, and drop at bar 33. That gives us a clean 16-bar build into a 16-bar drop. Now make two return tracks. Return A, call it short verb. Put reverb on it. Decay around 0.8 to 1.2 seconds. High cut around 7K. Low cut around 200. This is for quick space, not huge tails. Return B, call it dub delay. Use echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45% and high pass it so it doesn't muddy the low mids. Cool. Now we start building the first engine. Part 1. The Pirate Scan Master Tension Rack. We're going to make a dedicated tension bus. And I really recommend this approach because it keeps your mix safe. Create a new audio track and name it Tension Bus. Now route music slash Atmos and FX into the tension bus. Not the kick. Not the sub. If you're unsure, err on the side of keeping anything foundation out of it. The tension bus is for stuff you can afford to mangle. On the tension bus, build this device chain in order. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Add drive around 3 to 8 dB. Resonance around 0.65 to 0.85. Start the cutoff fairly open, like 10 to 14 kHz. We want room to sweep downward during the build. Next, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then lower the output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it sounds better. Level match as you go. Teacher moment. If you don't level match, you'll make bad decisions confidently. Next, Redux. This is the radio edge device. Use it carefully. Downsample somewhere between 1.5 and 4. Bit reduction, maybe 6 to 10. But don't just leave it blasting the whole time. Think of Redux like a flare. Short, intentional moments. Next, utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 140%, because we're going to modulate it. If you're letting any low mid through this bus, turn bass mono on. Again, we're protecting the center. Finally, a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. This is not a loudness tool. It's a spike catcher. If it's doing lots of gain reduction, something earlier is out of control. Now the movement. Add max for live LFO devices and map them. First LFO. This is the scan. Map it to auto filter cutoff. Waveform. Triangle for a smooth scan or sine if you want it even rounder. Rate. Start at 1/2 note or 1 bar. Slow. We're building tension like a story, not instantly vomiting energy. Offset. Set it so it never fully closes unless you want a deliberate signal cut moment. Amount. Aim for about 2 to 6 kHz of travel, and map it so in the build it can sweep from maybe 2K up to 14K depending on intensity. Second LFO. This is whistle. Map it to auto filter resonance. Waveform. Random smooth is great for that pirate unpredictability or sign for something cleaner. Rate. 1/4 to 1 bar. Amount. Tiny. Like 0.05 to 0.15 of resonance movement. This is one of the fastest ways to sound amateur if you overdo it. Too much resonance, too fast, and suddenly it's high-spec FM tinnitus. Third LFO. This is unstable stereo. Map it to utility width. Waveform. Sine. Rate. 1/8 or 1/16. Faster than the scan. Amount. Plus or minus 15 to 30%. Think transmitter wobble, not seasickness. Now group the whole chain into an audio effect rack, and we're going to make it performable with macros, because pirate energy is about riding the controls. Macro 1. Scan amount. Map to LFO 1 amount. Macro 2. Scan rate. Map to LFO 1 rate. Macro 3, whistle, map to LFO 2 amount. Macro 4, stereo wobble, map to LFO 3 amount. Macro 5, grit, map to redux downsample and bit reduction, or to a rack dry slash wet if you set it up that way. Macro 6, heat, map to saturator drive. Macro 7, fade to mono, map to utility width with a range that can go down to maybe 0 to 30% for that pre-drop focus. Macro 8, kill switch, mapped either to make the filter clamp down, or just bypass the rack by dropping dry slash wet to zero. Now, extra coach note that will save your mix. Think in safe lanes. When you map anything, set the min and max so you can perform aggressively without disasters. For example, don't allow the filter to fully close unless you want silence. Cap resonance so it never reaches pain. Set a width floor, like 60 to 80%, so you don't accidentally collapse everything early. One more pro movement trick. Dephase your motion so it feels alive. If all your LFOs restart together, it sounds like a looped plugin demo. Use different rates that don't share a neat cycle length. Offset the phase so one starts mid-cycle, and if your LFO has jitter, use it on one modulation source only. Just a touch. Okay, let's do the actual pirate build arrangement move. We've got a 16-bar pre-drop. Bars 1 to 8, slow scan, low grit, moderate width wobble. This is tuning in. Bars 9 to 12, increase scan amount and rate slightly. The station is coming through, but it's unstable. Bars 13 to 16, push resonance a bit and do short grit bursts. Automate your grit macro in one-bar stabs, on, off, on, off. This is that transmitter is frying moment. Then at the drop, hard reset. Reduce scan amount, pull width back to 100 and kill redux. The contrast is the tension. If you don't reset, it doesn't feel like a release. It just feels like you forgot to stop the build. Before we move on, do a quick diagnostic. Solo kick and sub. Toggle the tension bus on and off. Ask one question. Does the kick get smaller? If yes, you're probably leaking low mids into the bus, widening too low or saturating into the limiter too hard. Fix routing first, then fix processing. Part 2, rolling reese motion that stays tight. Goal here is movement in the mid-range, while the sub stays centered, stable, and basically boring in the best way. Create a MIDI track called Bass Reese. Load wave eatable. Start with two saws. Detune the second slightly. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but keep the unison amount low so it doesn't turn into a trance supersaw. Put wave eatable's filter on low pass 24, moderate drive. We want it gritty but stable. Now we split it into sub and mid with an audio effect rack after wave eatable. Create two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, EQ8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Use steep slope if you need it. Utility with width at 0%. Mono sub, always. Optional, subtle saturator, but keep it gentle. On the mid chain, EQ8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Then auto filter as the movement target. Triband pass 12 or low pass 12. Resonance around 0.4 to 0.7. Then saturator with more drive than the subchain. Optionally chorus ensemble. Tiny amount, just to widen and thicken. Now the LFO movement goes on the MID only. Add an LFO and map it to the MID chain's auto filter cutoff. Triangle wave. Rate at 1/8 note for classic rolling propulsion. Amount so it moves in a useful band, like 250 Hz up to 2.5 kHz depending on your sound. Add another LFO map to the MID chain saturator drive. Sine wave. Rate 1/4 note. Amount tiny, like 0.5 to 2 dB. This is felt modulation. It makes the bass breathe and push, without obviously wob-wob-wobbing like a novelty preset. Now we add controlled instability for pirate flavor. On the MID chain after saturator, add shaper. Tartan soft mode. Low amount. Map an LFO to shaper amount. Use random smooth. Rate around 0.5 bar. Amount tiny. You just want it to stop feeling static, like the circuitry is misbehaving a little. And keep repeating the mantra. Sub is a rock, mid is the storm. Optional extra spice if you want darker, heavier DNB. Try adding amp on the MID chain. Blues or rock can get you aggressive texture fast, but keep dry slash wet low, ideally in a rack so you can blend it. Part 3. Radio Flutter Atmos and FX Bus. This one is about selling the world. You know that feeling when the track sounds like it exists in a space, not just in a DAW. This is that. Create an audio track called Radio AIR. Feed it noise sweeps, pads, old jungle stabs, break crumbs, vinyl textures, field recording hiss, anything that feels like signal and air. Device chain. Auto filter first. high pass 12, cut off around 200 to 600 Hz, resonance 0.2 to 0.5, this keeps it out of the low end. Then frequency shifter, set fine to something subtle, like 0.5 to 5 Hz, dry slash wet 5 to 20%, turn its LFO on but keep it low. This gives micro detune drift, and it's great because it can sound unstable without being obviously a chorus effect. Then echo, 1/8 dotted or 1/4, modulation 2 to 6, high pass inside echo so it doesn't blur the low mids. Then auto pan, rate 1/8 synced, or go unsynced in HC if you want a weirder drift. Amount 20 to 60%, phase 180 for width. Optional vinyl distortion, very lightly, if you want that extra grime layer. Now let's talk LFO rate choice, because this is where intermediate producers level up. Think intention math. 1 bar or 2 bars is slow evolving tension. Great for 16 bar builds. 1/4 or 1/8 is rolling propulsion. Classic DNB movement. 1/16 is agitation. Use it like pepper, not like a meal. Random smooth is human unpredictability. That pirate transmitter vibe. Pro move. Layer 2 LFOs. 1 slow LFO for macro evolution, like a 1-bar scan. 1 faster LFO for micro motion, like 1/8 width wobble. And again, don't let them all line up perfectly. Slight mismatch equals life. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want to go further. Try a polyrhythmic scan. Set the cutoff LFO to 3/8 or 5/8 while the track is straight 4/4. The sweep walks across the bar lines and it feels like the signal can't settle. That's instant pirate chaos, but in a controlled musical way. Or do envelope followed LFO depth. Put an envelope follower on a ghost break, then map it to your LFO amount, not directly to cutoff. So when the ghost break gets busier, the scan intensifies automatically. Another really powerful performance idea. Make one macro called intensity that controls multiple things at once. A little more scan amount, a little faster scan rate, a little more width wobble, and a tiny bit more redux dry slash wet. Conservative ranges. You want a knob you can ride, not a self-destruct button. And one more sound design trick. Create a dedicated carrier noise layer that sells the radio fiction. Make a noise track, process it hard with bandpass filtering, saturation, and a super short room reverb. Then modulate that layer aggressively and tuck it under the music. Your ear reads it as broadcast, and suddenly your whole build feels like it's coming through a system. Okay, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that ruin drops. Mistake 1. Modulating the sub. Don't. Mistake 2. Too much resonance plus fast movement. Painful, sheep, harsh. Mistake 3. Width wobble on the whole mix. Never do it on kick and sub. Use a bus that excludes them. This audio version is shortened for playback.